From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Sunday, the ninth day of January, 2011. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. Jim Mars, historian, researcher, professor, best-selling author, will be joining us live because he's a real expert when it comes to confirmed evidence of Manchurian candidate-type activity with Sirhan Sirhan, Mark David Chapman, John Hinckley Jr., and many others. In fact, you know, I read books he wrote 15 years ago or more, breaking down Sirhan Sirhan and Robert Kennedy and that whole situation. And years later, in 2005, 2008, at mainstream news like the London Independent, London Guardian, even Reuters here in the United States, reporting on the fact that they'd done the acoustic checks and the bullet checks and that Sirhan Sirhan wasn't the guy that shot Robert F. Kennedy. That's what the police and others said at the time, and that he was just there firing wildly, and then while his hand was pinned down, shots were still being fired. And we even now know the CIA agent who was there firing the shots from behind Sirhan Sirhan. And obviously the reason we're going to be covering this coming up in 45 minutes is because of the unfolding situation that happened yesterday morning at a grocery store there in Arizona, in Tucson. Jared Lee Loeffner. They've always got three names, don't they? Poets and assassins. Jared Lee Loeffner. And there's a dead federal judge. He shot the Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords into the brain, but she reportedly is alive and responsive. The brain's amazing. You know, they've had cases in mining explosions where a crowbar is all the way through someone's head and it's removed and they're fine. Or they've had cases where somebody gets punched in the temple lightly and they fall over dead. So we hope for her the best. And I've seen some people out there on the web saying, oh, too bad that, you know, that he didn't get all of Congress. Ladies and gentlemen, the fundamental problem in this country and worldwide is us individually. Sure, the Supreme Court legalized abortion back in 1973, and we've had 51 million dead babies since then. But what's wrong with us as a country that we haven't educated people that this is barbaric and wrong? You know, Congress has gotten out of control because we've let them get out of control. And if more of this happens, the system is going to use this to push a crackdown on the population, and that's going to explode even bigger and cause more dead people on both sides. Statistically leans towards the globalist favor if we get violent. I don't want violence. I want to have a peaceful restoration of our republic. This guy hooked in with a white supremacist, very creepy Fed-run gaggle of individuals, and that adds towards the weight on one side that this was a federal mind control operation, which are very real. I mean, those are admitted in 1977 congressional hearings to be one of the biggest covert, not just CIA, but defense intelligence, overall Pentagon, private university operations ever. I mean, they are obsessed with mind control, erasing memories, creating kind of wind-up toy people who have their memory erased but have a total compulsion. And that's what Jared Lee Loeffner on his MySpace and Facebook and all these places said. I can't rest. I've got to do this. I've got a compulsion. Sorry. Now, that also mirrors what a regular, out-of-their-mind, violent, schizophrenic, paranoid schizophrenic would do, because they artificially create an artificial paranoid schizophrenia, and then they point it and direct the compulsion that everything's going to be all right and they're going to be in a heaven, Mount Olympus, Valhalla, Nirvana, great consciousness-expanding moment when they kill their subject. But it's hard to tell if it was a mind-control operation or not because both mirror each other. But it's got the telltale cookie-cutter signs there. We'll be breaking it all down when we come back on the other side of this quick break. Jim Mars coming up in about 40 minutes. I'm Alex Jones. The Drudge Report is linked to one of our key articles. We'll cover that when we come back.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be here for the next 2 hours. It is the ninth day of January 2011 on this Sunday edition. We have former Fort Worth Star-Telegram crime reporter, professor, best-selling author, researcher. He wrote the book that was, of course, then turned into Oliver Stone's film JFK. Jim Marrs joining us in about T-minus 40 minutes. He will be joining us from the DFW area. He is an expert on political assassination, both where they just have patsies and have somebody they set up and blame for the shooting, a James Earl Ray, a Lee Harvey Oswald, or a Tim McVeigh type operation where they blame the operation on one of their throwaway puppets. But he's also an expert on confirmed instances and the congressional reports of 1977 on MKUltra, MK Naomi. Mind control. Now, I don't know if this Jared Lee Loeffner, who from his own Facebook photos looks like a complete demon, I don't know if this guy's under mind control or not, but we know that Sirhan was, that's even the London Independent and London Guardian, here's the headlines right here, was Robert Kennedy killed by a real Manchurian candidate-style assassin? That's what the L.A. Police Department thinks. London Guardian, new evidence challenges official picture of Kennedy shooting. Same thing. So that's all come out on that front. Sirhan, Mark David Chapman, John Hinckley Jr. We're going to be talking about that coming up with Jim Marrs in about 40 minutes, as I said. By the way, the reason a lot of that mind control questions are there is, and we can punch this up on screen, we're not just a radio show, we're also streaming a video of everything we're talking about at prisonplanet.tv if you want to go over and actually watch it. Here's a screenshot from his YouTube channel. It hasn't been taken down yet. His MySpace was, but we were able to copy that. And the whole thing is mind control. He says, if I'm the mind controller, then I control the belief and the religion. And I've studied the creepy declassified evidence of MKUltra, MK Naomi, the admitted government mind control operation, and the people who are under mind control always believe they are the mind controller, and they always believe they're working for the government on a secret mission. Well, it turns out he told people months ago he was on a secret mission for the government. We have sworn affidavits from Terry Nichols and others that McVeigh told the guards and others at every prison he was at that he'd been on a secret mission for the government. And then we were able to get FBI documents via four-year lawsuits, and it turned out he was working for the government. Kind of like Fox News reported 3 months ago, Anwar al-Awlaki, number three in al-Qaeda on 9/11, number one in operations under bin Laden today, secretly meeting at the Pentagon 2 months after 9/11 with the Army top brass, including the Secretary of the Army. Oh, he ran the Fort Hood shooter, who was also a psychiatrist and wrote about mind control. He ran the underwear bomber that witnesses saw last Christmas, the Christmas before last, a little over a year ago, looking drugged and disheveled, being put on the plane without a passport. Later, that was confirmed. Detroit Free Press, Associated Press, 2 months after our witnesses on this show, listeners of this broadcast, Kurt Haskell and his wife, both lawyers, witnessed the whole thing. And the FBI said it wasn't true. And 2 months later, the Undersecretary of State, Mr. Kennedy, came out and said, yes, we were ordered to get him on the plane by an unnamed intelligence agency. AP, boom, in your face. Boom. Who's running him? A CIA asset, Anwar al-Awlaki. Boom. Okay, so for anybody living in denial about this, this is the facts, and I'm going to walk through all of it. But the establishment didn't waste any time. Within hours, they were on his Facebook, on his MySpace, on his YouTube, and I have watched all the videos on there. I spent all my time yesterday, hours and hours today, deeply researching it. I checked of the millions of comments on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, nothing from him, nothing on the web associated with us, Ron Paul, anybody. And so what does the Southern Poverty Law Center do with Mr. Potok he blames Ayn Rand, the Fountainhead author. We got this clip coming up. And David Icke, can't even get his name right, calls him David Icke, calls him a right winger. If David Icke doesn't believe in the left-right paradigm, but if he was anything, you'd call him a New Age leftist, though he wouldn't like that term. That's the closest mainline label. I mean, the guy's all into higher consciousness, basically Buddhism and total nonviolence. I mean, now they're getting kind of, you know, guys, a guy that covers UFOs and stuff, blaming it on him, who calls for total nonviolence. I mean, we're going to get David on this week to respond to it. I mean, this is crazy. I'm just glad they're not blaming yours truly. Remember back in 2009, Richard Poplawski, his mother was kicking him out of the house. He had two pit bulls urinating all over the floor. He just got out of the Marine Corps. He was drunk in the early morning hours. He refused to get rid of the dogs. His mother tried to kick him out. He threw a fit, shot three cops when they got there. Within hours, the news said he did it because of me. And then we actually got the contents were made public of his internet. He was visiting CNN, Fox, and he was all over my website attacking me because I'm against violence. And he was a white supremacist. But they blame, and I forced a retraction in five newspapers. But within 2 hours of those cops being dead, they tried to blame yours truly. I mean, I'm the one being death threatened by the white supremacists. Go on the internet. It's everywhere. I'm sick of it. And you know why, don't you? Because we forced it out in the news, and then it came out in the Orlando newspaper 3 years ago that the FBI was creating and running the white supremacist groups and having marches through black and Hispanic neighborhoods. We forced it out that Hal Turner was an FBI national security asset that's now come out in federal court, that talk show host who attacked me every day and sent people after me trying to get folks to do violent things. They don't like it because I know they work for the feds. We have the lawyers on like Jesse Trenadu, who sued and got the documents at the Southern Poverty Law Center, was running Elohim City that McVeigh was at. Not infiltrating it, running it. They set this stuff up, and that's why they're after me. And they're very dangerous. Very, very, very dangerous people. Okay? And that's why the white supremacists are after yours truly, because I know who they're working for. They go out and find mentally ill, insane, violent people, and they try to get them to go out and do violent things so they can use that to crack down on everybody's free speech, everybody's Second Amendment. Just like it's come out, New York Times, Washington Post. I just covered it again Friday. It was in Salon, you know, headline. Martinez, he was the latest bomber they were going to have in Maryland. Couldn't cook bomb, couldn't get anything ready. The FBI recruited him, tried to help him make it. They go out and find mentally ill prison convicts and people. And if they're Mexican, they try to make them Muslims. Or if they're black, they try to make them Muslims. Or if they're Hispanic, they try to make them Muslims. If they're white, they try to make them white supremacist. And that's what the prisons are. We have the biggest prison population in the world. And in the prisons, you got the white supremacist wing, you got the Mexican supremacist wing, you got the black supremacist wing, and that's the end of it. And that's the government actually fosters that and puts you in your wing, and then they're giant colleges of how to be an extremist dirtbag. And then they get out of prison, and the FBI and the Southern Poverty Law Center and all these groups are there to handle them and manipulate them and control them. Now, this guy fits the bill. And we've got an incredible photo of him up at Infowars.com from his Facebook, and we'll put it up on screen when we come back from break. But it's the top photo on our article, and it's updated. Arizona assassin obsessed with mind control. Obsessed with mind control. And again, the article is up on the Drudge Report. It's one of the top stories up on the Drudge Report. He's linked to our report. Arizona assassin obsessed with mind control. And then we have links to the congressional hearings admitting the CIA does have mind control. We have links to all the mainstream news articles admitting that mind control has been involved in other assassinations. And we're going to walk through all of this ahead of Jim Marsh joining us. Now, I'm not saying he was under mind control, but if we know mind control exists, and we know our government and other governments have been involved in it, and he fits the MO of that, and they're already politically using this out of the gates, we're going to look at it. He may have just been a complete violent, paranoid schizophrenic, which then mirrors what mind control looks like, because they artificially create that schizoid condition.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
If you're listening on the radio, I would direct you to thedrudgereport.com. We've posted so many articles, so much analysis with my crew, that it's already moved off the main page into archives, but Drudge has still got it up in the top links. It's the next to the bottom there at drudgereport.com. Obsessed with mind control. That's the article you want to read. And then it's been updated today with another article by Paul Joseph Watson. Toning down the rhetoric means obeying big government. Arizona assassin obsessed with mind control. And that, of course, is Jared Lee Loeffner, who shot in the head Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who, thank God, is not dead and is responding. We hope she has a full recovery. Killed a little 9-year-old girl, killed a federal judge, killed 3 other people, 6 dead, a whole bunch of others obviously wounded. Everybody knows those facts. The larger issue here is, who is this guy really, A? And B, how dare Keith Olbermann, and Fox News for that matter, not just MSNBC, but also Fox News, but even more so Keith Olbermann, we're going to play a clip of this coming up, come out and say with the Southern Poverty Law Center that this is the fault of Ayn Rand? You know, a lady who wrote books 50-something years ago about peaceful resistance to tyranny. And they actually say in this clip that anybody who thinks about the individual against the state or the individual being more important than the state, that's the fundamentals of America. That's what the founding fathers said. That's why our republic has always been different. And they say that's just terrible. Then they go on to demonize David Icke and call him a right-wing conspiracy theorist. David Icke, if you want to use terms that are kind of mainstream, is kind of like a New Age type guy, all about peace and love. And by the way, there's no mention of David Icke because the guy talks about conscious dreaming, which is talked about by hundreds and hundreds of authors that I know of. Again, kind of a New Age or Buddhist type deal. I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy. I've read all this guy's stuff. I've watched all his videos. Nothing about Ayn Rand. Nothing about David Icke. They just take vague terms and say that means he's right wing. Well, really, the main thing he praises in videos and in text, the main thing is the Communist Manifesto. That's more Obama or Keith Olbermann. I mean, this is a guy. He also likes Mein Kampf, which the controlled left in this country has taught folks is right wing. They were national socialist. Hitler was a vegetarian. He wanted big government to run people's lives. Now, he used a fascist system to rob the population, but he was a socialist. That's what Nazi means, National Socialist Workers' Party. Now, continuing here, I am just so blown away by this, but Fox News goes further. They don't say left-wing or right-wing. They say conspiracy theorist because Jared Lee Loeffner talked about currencies. But he didn't talk about gold and silver. He talks about some other weird, quacky currency. And, of course, that's one of the hottest issues in the world right now because currencies are being devalued. I mean, you know, in the 1980s when Mexico devalued its peso, people were talking about that, not because they were white supremacists or because they wanted to shoot 9-year-olds, but because they were losing their purchasing power. I mean, that's all over the news every day, the currency wars that are happening, how the Chinese are coming out and not trading in the dollar anymore and moving away from it. So the overall message here is, if anybody does anything wrong, then it's everyone's fault who has any political agreements with them. Really, I didn't see MSNBC do that last year with the guy that took all the hostages at Discovery Channel who thought there were too many people and was a big leftist environmentalist. I didn't see that. Or I don't hear them freaking out all the time, you know, when left-wing people do things that are bad. Since when are we this collectivist model where we now have this world of social media where everybody talks about who they are and what they are? And so I guess if somebody's a child molester and they own stock in Coca-Cola, Does that mean Coca-Cola is doing things? No. I mean, it's just amazing guilt by association. And I've got a big stack of articles here today. Here is Yahoo News. In the aftermath of the Giffords shooting, a debate over heated political rhetoric. You know, should it be restricted? Here's another one out of NPR. Vitriol cited as possible factor in Arizona tragedy. It goes on from there. Paul Watson has a big article on this. Political hacks waste no time in shamelessly exploiting Giffords shooting to demonize political opposition. And what do we have going on at the same time? We have the big headlines out there. Obama wants internet ID to track you in real time everywhere you travel on the web. Another big headline. FCC wants to restrict hate speech on internet, declaring jurisdiction over the web and saying what you can and can't say. In many countries in Europe, you're not allowed to criticize the government or you get arrested now. This is a tyranny. And so they set the precedent that, oh, we don't let extremists have speech, and then it turns out to be everybody. If everyone doesn't have free speech, no one does. And, of course, we're going to go into a violent climate with the economy imploding, joblessness well above 22%. The government says 9.6, total fraud, according to all the mainline economists out there. We have this sickening culture of death. I was watching this guy's videos. It's him dressed up as a Grim Reaper, playing really freaked out Marilyn Manson style, watch the bodies hit the floor, watch the bodies hit the floor. All this stuff that little guys in the basement who only eat MSG-filled Hot Pockets, they sit in there playing violent death video games all day. They can't get any women. They think they're real tough walking around the streets. You see them all the time, like, you know, 10 or 15 of them walking down the drag at UT in black, all trying to look scary. And I'm just like, automatically just want to, I see a pack of weakness. I just want to, who wants a war? I'm like, here I am, punks. And they always scurry off. But they're real tough when they got a gun. They're a bunch of vampire wannabe pibs dressed up in black that think they're tough. And every once in a while, and they're all into having crazed eyes and trying to scare people. In fact, if we can, let's put that image of this scumbag back up there. Whether he was mind-controlled or not, he was definitely a schizophrenic Fruit Loop. You can't make up this type of violent, paranoid schizophrenia. Go watch these videos. This guy dressed up like a Grim Reaper burning an American flag, and just look into his eyes, just a crazed scumbag. Let me tell you something. That's what the Second Amendment's for. Mexico has now had 30,000 deaths. I keep saying 28,000 deaths for like the last 6 months. I looked up the numbers this weekend. It passed in December over 30,000 deaths in the last 2 years down there. Police, mayors, members of their Congress, they've had presidential candidates killed. They have a total gun ban in Mexico. No citizen can own a gun. You got a paramilitary, out of control, narcotics trafficking state, more citizens, more cops, more members of government being killed because there's a total gun ban. The answer is more guns. It was citizens that tackled this lunatic and stopped him. And it was a woman that grabbed the clip away after he'd fired a bunch of rounds. It was men that then tackled him. Good job for them. There should have been a concealed carry person there to kill that guy. Somebody like that came around here, I got a 357 Magnum right here to deal with them. And that congresswoman should have been packing heat. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More guns, less crime. And we can stop this scum. Jared Lee Loeffner fits the bill in photographs. Looks like a complete psychopath. You watch his videos, into death, into darkness. If you had to look at his type, he's basically like an Eric Harris or a Kleybold Columbine type who liked communists, who liked Nazis, who was an atheist. He was an atheist. He was into death. He made jokes constantly at college about loving abortion. It's always the same. The guy that shot up the Pentagon was into that. The Harris and Kleybold were into that. And boy, if you research that, that had weird government fingerprints all over it. 240-something bombs brought into the building. That's CBS News. Half the school empty. Harris and Kleybold made weird videos about attacking the school. Nothing was done. They had death education at the school. They were on Prozac type drugs. It was confirmed in the Rocky Mountain newspaper that the SWAT team had at least shot some of the kids. Other witnesses said there were other shooters inside. That was said with this event. I mean, when you really study this stuff, it gets super creepy. And is this a mind control program, some type of mind control overlay that they're always into black trench coats and things, and he's dressing up like the Grim Reaper, burning American flags, and he loves the Communist Manifesto? And then CNN, MSNBC, here's Politico right here. I'll show folks watching on PrisonPlanet.tv a document cam shot. It says Loeffner's ties to conspiracy theory. And it's just bizarre to see that. Then he also claims he was part of a secret government operation in Afghanistan. You see that with McVeigh, and then in court documents it turned out he was involved in secret army operations after he got out. You see that with these other shooters. But it mirrors normal schizophrenia, normal paranoid, delusional schizophrenics. Because when the government gets you for an MKUltra type mind control operation, on record, this came out in the congressional hearings, we're going to cover it with an expert coming up in the next segment, they break your mind into compartments. And then you have a compulsion. If you want to see an accurate representation of it, see the movie The Manchurian Candidate, the new version with Denzel Washington. Minus the microchips. They do admittedly have chips that can control the brain. I saw studies over 30 years ago in the 70s, done in the 70s, where they had remote control cockroaches, rats, monkeys, and now humans. Humans who are paralyzed have volunteered and had chips put in their brains and been able to get motor control. But it's just a very, very bizarre what's going on. But to see the media go into absolute overdrive with this and really call for restricting free speech, it is extremely creepy. Speaking of conspiracy theory, before I go further, in 2000, in 2005, over 90% of the scientists from two different federal agencies, the Food and Drug Administration, but also the Environmental Protection Agency, got together and the heads of their unions sent giant signed letters, signed by thousands, to Congress and others saying sodium fluoride is causing brain damage, at least doubling cancer. Here's the mainline studies. It's causing dental fluorosis. Please take it out of the water. We get called kooks for that. Well, here is MSNBC and Associated Press. Too much fluoride in water, government says. High levels cause spots on teeth. Recommended limit to be lowered. See, they know you're waking up and filtering it. So they're going, okay, we'll lower it. But it's being added to food now. It's being added to the, it's in the toothpaste, folks. And causing your teeth to fracture and causing dental fluorosis is only the tip of the iceberg. But again, we were kooks to talk about that for decades. Now it's admitted, and more is coming out. We were kooks to tell you that the regular flu shot, again, more than doubles your chances of getting next season's flu. That's mainline, hundreds of studies going back decades. Now that's admitted. British Medical Journal. Tenfold increase in seizures in children that take flu shots regularly. Now they're calling for it not to be given to people under six. More and more of what we cover here. Just go back 5 years ago, you'd be a kook if you talked about the Federal Reserve. It was a buzzword. Now, 80-plus percent want it audited or abolished in Gallup polls, and we're very close to auditing it, and people know it's what really runs the country. So just like people didn't know about the Federal Reserve being private 5 years ago or fluoride being deadly 5 years ago, most people don't know mind control is certified, admitted, tens of billions have been spent on it. It's real, folks. It's not just in Hollywood movies. We're going to be covering that. But first, I want to play this sickening clip where they say Ayn Rand is bad. I mean, a best-selling author, dead for decades, a feminist, not liberal, not conservative. Now it's her fault. And then David Icke, former head of the Green Party in England, if you had to give him a mainstream label, a liberal New Ager, calls for total Zen Buddhist, you know, nonviolence. And that's who the Southern Poverty Law Center blames for this. It is outrageous, outrageous. It's a 7-minute clip. It's up on Infowars.com and watch the whole thing. And they also claim if you're into precious metals, you're somehow a terrorist. Because the guy mumbled about currencies, which he wasn't even talking about silver and gold. I mean, this guy is crazy. Any way you slice it, whether it's happened naturally or it's artificial. And, I mean, do we blame every liberal out there because the guy liked the Communist Manifesto? I mean, this is, since when in America do these people want to silence political debate? They want to demonize anybody having free speech to shut it down. Here's the clip.
We are admittedly in somewhat speculative territory still here, as it clarifies. However, this is one of the rare cases where a political assassin, if Loeffner is indeed guilty, has been caught alive. And whatever questions we have tonight, the gunman himself, in theory, can someday answer, although the sheriff says he has invoked his right to remain silent. Until then, let's draw on the expertise of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks political militancy in this country. And Mark Potok is the director of the center's intelligence project. Thanks for your time tonight, sir.
Thank you for having me, Keith.
Loeffner's internet trail, does it tell us anything about his politics? Does that specific reference to the 8th District, the Congresswoman's District, does that step out of the incoherence, or is it just part of the incoherence?
Well, you're right that reading through all of his materials, or the materials that are purported to be his, that he sounds quite mad, out of his mind. But there is a thread through the material that really seems pretty clear, and that thread has to do with seeing the government as an enemy. The books you mentioned, there's a theme that runs through all of them, in particular the Ayn Rand book, the idea of the individual against the state. But there are ideas like the idea of the only legitimate currency being backed by gold and silver. You know, that's a core idea of the radical right in this country. The idea, weirdly enough, of controlling grammar, of somehow the government using grammar to control the people, is an idea that exists on the radical right. There's a particular person, a man named David Wynn Miller, who has plugged this idea over the years. This man also talked quite a lot in these strange videos of his about what he called conscience dreaming, but I think is almost certainly meant to be conscious dreaming. Which is an idea that also has been kind of tossed around on the radical right, in particular by a kind of British conspiracy theorist by the name of David Icke. So a lot of these ideas, his burning of the flag, his talking about the government as treasonous, and using mind control to control the rest of us and so on, these are all ideas or kind of shards of ideas that exist for.
And then I've got a whole stack of mainstream news calling for restricting freedom on the web, people getting in trouble if they talk bad about the government. Potok of the Southern Slimy Center is there trying to demonize the libertarian conservative movement in this country. This country was founded on small government, founded on not trusting it. Look at the trouble we've gotten in because of big government. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. He then goes on to say the radical right is into silver and gold. That's in the Constitution that's our money. But now Congress isn't even controlling our currency. That's controlled by the private Federal Reserve in violation of the Constitution. So just incredible. And as things get worse and worse, as Gerald Celente says, when people lose everything, they lose it. When things get crazy, people get crazy. And as they're going to try to use this to bring even more tyranny. We're going to look at the mind control angle straight ahead.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be looking next hour at Jared Lee Loeffner. And I got to tell you, the evidence is leaning towards mind control. Electroshock, drugs, then they literally program the brain where they have a compulsion to kill. He told friends that. He talked about it on his MySpace. And I don't come at this just because I like to say, oh, there aren't lunatics out there that go out and do violent things. I come at this because I've been doing research for 16 years on air, really 18 years on and off air. And I have the LA Times where it came out that the Unabomber, Theodore Kaczynski, was a CIA MKUltra mind control victim. He volunteered for it when he was at Princeton and then disappeared for several years. I know that Lee Harvey Oswald, it came out, and Jim Marr is the real expert on that, but to talk about it, was in the same LSD experiments. You can't make this stuff up. And then when you look at a lot of the other famous people, Sirhan, I mean, I've got London Independent and The Guardian newspaper saying conclusively it was a Manchurian candidate. Mark David Chapman, complete operation. Told friends and family, girlfriend who's working for the government. John Hinckley Jr. We could spend hours on each one of these. The point is, these are real programs. This is going on. But as for the idea that we can go download your computer when you kill somebody and then blame anyone that you liked for it is crazy. And the media said there were WMDs in Iraq when they knew it wasn't true. And now over a million dead Iraqis, 6,000 dead U.S. troops. You know, there you can really point out where lies are leading to violence. But the government's doing politically destructive things. There is a move towards revolution in this country. I want to keep it peaceful. But right now, they have a reason to stage these false flags, to mail government buildings these firecracker bombs, as a way to start using this giant police state and the telescreens going in, the Walmarts and the surveillance and the TSA on the streets. That's what this is all about. So joining us at least 30 minutes, maybe even longer in the next hour, but he's on a deadline for a book he's writing, is Jim Mars, a real expert on this area. And I'm an expert too, but he's a super expert on these Manchurian candidates. Jim Mars is an American former newspaper journalist, New York Times best-selling author, who's a crime reporter for the Four Star Telegram, and articles on a wide range of cover-ups. He wrote the book for Oliver Stone's film. It just goes on and on. He taught the first college course on the JFK assassination at the University of Texas at Arlington. He's a member of Scholars for 9/11 Truth. JimMars.com is his website. Jim, this is a quick segment. We're going to come back. But let's go through some of the history of MKUltra over and over again. I've got to say, over 80% of the time, we end up proving that these guys were in government programs. They had a shooter years ago up in Fort Worth, 12 years ago, turned out was in a secret Navy mind control program. Remember the guy that went in the Baptist church?
Yeah, that was the church shooting, yeah.
I mean, it just never ends. We're not the ones reporting this. We're just covering it. You've got the floor on the history of mind control.
Well, this really goes back, again, to the Nazis. As you well know, since you've read and promoted my book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich. In fact, the judges at the Nuremberg war crime trials sentenced seven German scientists to death for their part in human mind control experiments. Well, the CIA picked it up, and by 1954, the artichoke program was underway as part of the CIA's technical services staff. And they were not alone. The Navy was also working at this. And that's why in 1959 we saw the book The Manchurian Candidate, which was made into that movie with Frank Sinatra during the Korean War, early 50s. There was a lot of concern about them getting hold of some of our soldiers and brainwashing them and turning them into brainwashed assassins and spies. And what's amazing is there was a Marine at Atsugi Base in Japan who served with Lee Harvey Oswald, who said that Oswald had been part of an LSD experiment there. So while I personally do not think that Oswald was necessarily a brainwashed assassin, that we still have the telltale fingerprints of government mind control experiments and drug experiments. They even killed a man named Olson who threw himself out of a window after being surreptitiously flipped LSD. This is your tax dollars in action. So it's certainly not anyways far out of line to be talking about brain-controlled
Well, they had the 77 hearings where they admitted they spent billions of dollars in creating mind control assassins who have no memory.
Exactly. And the thing is, too, if you'll go back to some of the notorious shooting instances, Cho at Virginia Tech, which, by the way, was right there by Blackburn, Tennessee, which is some of these mind control and drug experiments were going on, and the shooting down at Fort Hood, which was an Army psychiatrist, who ended up shooting a lot of the people that belonged to the psychiatric department. Now, you know, what's going on here? Well, of course, the media, all they can talk about is guns. Guns. Well, you know, come on, I grew up in Texas. We all had guns. We took guns to school sometime. Nobody shot anybody. The difference is drugs. It's the drugs. Cho, the two boys at Columbine, all these guys, they were all on psychiatric, psychotropic drugs. And when you get people on those types of drugs, you got all kinds of problems.
And by the way, just to interrupt and back you up, in the 1980 trials of Prozac, they found a massive increase in psychotic breaks, people going into almost a dream state, and that their normal impulse control was no longer there. So if you got somebody who already leaning towards psychopathic behavior, then you get a woman drowning her four kids or chopping their arms off, or people going in almost every case, I can't even think of any, Kip Kinkle, Harris Kleibold, the list, they're always on Prozac-type serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which also were developed for the government decades before as psychotropic mind-control drugs. Please continue.
Exactly. In fact, at first of 2009, I believe, the largest cause of death in the U.S. military was suicide. They even shut down Fort Campbell, Kentucky for a time, because they were having such an outbreak of suicides, and all those people were given psychiatric drugs. It's the drugs, but you're not going to hear about that in the corporate-controlled mass media, because the pharmaceutical corporations are one of, if not their largest, advertisers. So they're not going to talk about that. But, Alex, you do, you can, and you do.
Please continue getting into mind control.
Okay. Well, you had Dr. Sidney Gottlieb, who was authorized by Alan Dulles, who, let's not forget, sat on the Warren Commission to figure out, gee, what really happened to President Kennedy. And he began to set up the MKUltra program. Of course, and even with all we know today, and all of that's been well documented, it's been the object of congressional committees, but even with what we know today, we don't really know the full extent of that, because Richard Helms ordered Gottlieb to destroy all of their documentation. But it's all been continued on at Plum Island and at Fort Detrick and all of these other places. And one of the things in my new book, The $1 Trillion Conspiracy, which I want to thank you, Alex, for helping to promote, there's a whole section on mycoplasma. Mycoplasma is a wall-less protein that actually activates disease, bacteria and viruses, and causes a variety of ailments such as fibromyalgia, Alzheimer's, diabetes type 2, just on and on. But it depends on your individual proclivity. Now, this is an incredibly wonderful biological weapon, because most doctors can't find it because they're looking for a virus or a bacteria, and you can't find it.
And that's Plum Island, just like the Lyme disease.
Exactly. And this mycoplasma, by the way, is probably the cause of Lyme disease. And we had this. The Nazis brought it over. We perfected it, crystallized it, turned it into a synthetic, and in 1986 sold it to Saddam Hussein. And then, of course,
and that came out in congressional hearings.
Yes. And then during the first Gulf War, he used it against the U.S. troops, who then carried this back over to the United States. And according to several doctors, this is now has spread throughout the United States population.
And the government's got the treatment for it, but won't tell the troops, because then they'd have to admit that it came from what our own government gave Saddam Hussein. That's even come out in congressional hearings. We're going to be back in 60 seconds. We're going to start the second hour. Some stations, 5-6 minutes, who carry the news. And I want to get into the history of mind control, Sirhan with RFK, so many others. Then we're going to look at Jared Lee Loughner, this demonic creature who killed all of these people and wounded so many others, and the media now saying restrict free speech in America because of this. Are we going to let them further destroy the republic because of their walking dead they got out there? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, if there was any doubt that they want to restrict free speech, shooting could tame tough political rhetoric. Really, like lying about WMDs in Iraq? Killing all those people on our side and the Iraqi side? They're making a full court press right now to go after our free speech. I want to come back in the next little segment. This one's only 5 minutes long, but I want to talk now with Jim Mars. Here's the Reuters headline. Shooting could tame tough political rhetoric. Protesters parade a altered photo of President Barack Obama spouting an Adolf Hitler-like mustache. A candidate for the Senate muses about gun remedies if election results don't go the right way. Members of Congress are spat on and taunted with racial epithets before casting votes for health care reform bill. Turned out that was a lie, by the way. Welcome to politics, American style. And then they go on and say, better restrict free speech. Don't put people on all this Prozac-type stuff that they have to put on the insert can cause violent outburst or suicide. Don't lie about WMDs. Don't know. All of that can continue. Just shut us up. And here it is, CBS News, Obama eyeing Internet ID for Americans. That's the beginning of tracking and taxing everything. Jim Mars.
Yep. That seems to be the whole program. And, of course, the problem is it's always plausible deniability. So, for instance, at this point, we don't know whether Jared Lee Lochner, was truly just a nutcase and acted on his own, or if he was part of some sinister conspiracy, if you will. That'll all shake out, I guess, in the wash. But, of course, by the time we finally figure out which of those two choices it is, then they'll already be pushing full court for, more and more gun control, more and more Internet control, less and less free speech. In fact, you know what, Alex, would you agree with me on this? I think the answer to all this is the exact opposite of what they're saying. They're saying we need to restrict free speech, we need to curtail the Internet, we need to, in other words, sit down and shut up. And I say, no, it's the exact opposite. We need to reveal and lay everything out on the table.
That's right, because the path the globalists with their social engineering is taking us on is the design collapse of society, and out of that chaos, they then bring total tyranny as their order, their solution. The answer is, like so many shootings that have been stopped by somebody owning a gun, I guarantee you, I have a political rally, or I'm at an event, I got somebody there packing heat. You better believe it, quietly. The answer is more guns, not less. And it was people physically taking him down that stopped it. It took the cops 5 minutes to get there, which isn't bad, but still, he probably would have killed 100 people if somebody hadn't tackled him. And what if they'd have had a gun? They could have just blown his head off a lot quicker.
That would put a stop to it right there. And the thing is, absolutely. Actually, that goes back years to when they first were having all these airline hijacking, and people were hijacking aircraft and saying, take me to Cuba. And even back then, I said, instead of shaking everybody down and putting in expensive x-ray machines, and of course, I had no idea at that time that they'd actually be making you strip down and fondling your genitals. And on like that, I mean, even the Nazis didn't have the audacity to try that in a public place. But even back then, I said, why don't they just have a stewardess with a tray of little Saturday night specials and give them to everybody on the plane, and nobody would dare stand up and say, I'm taking over this plane. It's the same
thing. For idiots that say it would depressurize the plane, you put what air marshals use, Shearer safety slugs that won't shoot through a plane but will liquefy somebody's insides. They have a lot of punch, but it's only right on impact.
Yeah, you're not going to bring down the airplane with that. But then that's kind of pushing it to the extreme, but you're absolutely correct. If everyone, you think of the old West, okay, and of course you think of the gunfight. Okay,
stay there. Let's finish this talk on the other side, because Homeland Security is proposing everybody wear a bracelet with a taser in it. I'm not kidding. We'll be right back with Jim Mars to finish up with that thought, and then we're going to get into more on mind control and more on this demon creature. We'll be right back.
On the march, the Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are literally scores of news articles saying conspiracy theories must be banned. That means not believing the government. Scientists decades ago said they're mining the sodium fluoride out of rocks that have uranium in it. Don't drink the tap water. Now it's mainstream news in Texas that the state government with the feds covered it up for two decades. Source CBS News, Associated Press. Well, here it is. I guess I'm a conspiracy theorist. Vitriol cited as possible factor in Arizona tragedy. NPR. Here's an AP. In the aftermath of Gifford shooting, a debate over heated political rhetoric. Here's another one. Reuters. Shooting could tame tough political rhetoric. And it goes on and says, oh, somebody spit on congressmen who weren't for the health care bill. Turned out that was a hoax. You know, the point is, nobody has prior restraint on me and my free speech. I'm free. And now we've got TSA putting their hands down our pants and putting up telescreens in Walmarts and other stores saying, spy on your neighbors. I mean, is every cornfield going to have security guards in it? I'm going to put on screen a Wired magazine article. 3 years ago, we first found this video from Homeland Security. And Homeland Security had a meeting. They're proposing it. They were looking at it. People didn't believe it. Well, here's Wired Magazine. Bad idea. The anti-hijacking safety bracelet. That's what it's called. It's a taser bracelet because it's funny. Jim Mars, author, researcher, best-selling author, his latest book is The $1 trillion Conspiracy, available at Infowars.com in the online video bookstore if you want to get it. And he said, next, it's going to be like The Running Man with Schwarzenegger. That's actually a Stephen King book made into the film under another name. A bracelet around our neck that tasered us. And during the break, I said, Jim, you haven't heard? They're actually proposing that we all wear taser bracelets. I mean, land of the free, home of the brave, a total police state in the name of safety. There's never enough cops. There's never enough. It was citizens that stopped this guy, a woman, when he was putting a new clip in, that grabbed the gun away, and two men that tackled him. I'm surprised they didn't break his neck. Surprisingly, I guess it's a Democratic event, while there wasn't any concealed carry. I guarantee if that was a Republican public event, there'd have been a half dozen people right there who would have blown that guy away. The answer is more guns, not less. I mean, look at Chicago. Look at New York. They have total gun bans in their city limits, and they have the highest crime rates in the country. A lot more home invasions. They don't invade your house one-tenth as much in Texas or Florida or Arizona, because you come in my house, I'm going to kill you. Jim Mars, your comment on this.
Well, absolutely. Of course, Alex, you and I both, we're just good old Texas boys, you know? I mean, and I live out here in a kind of a rural area. Somebody comes on my property, they better be prepared to quickly announce themselves, say who they are and what their business is, because out in rural Texas, it's still totally legal to, if somebody's trespassing, you give them a warning, you can just take a pot shot at them. And we don't have any real problems out here. Our biggest crimes are burglaries. You know, they'll come and rob somebody's house when nobody's there. No, I don't recall anything here recently where anybody broke into some occupied house. They just don't do it. That's what happens when you disarm the population. Then the criminals know, well, they don't have anything really to worry about except your fist or a baseball bat. So they just do what they want to do. The police agencies are overtaxed, and as you said, even though the police response out in Arizona was actually pretty quick, I mean, I think they were on the scene like within 5 minutes, but still 5 minutes. He could have killed 20, 30 more people in 5 minutes.
No kidding. In a matter of minutes, he shot 18 people, and what killed six. Thank God that woman. Did you see the video of the guy who ended up getting shot in Florida over his wife getting fired from the city?
Oh, in the city council meeting?
Yeah, yeah. And the school board lady hits him in the back of the head with her bag.
Yeah. And he just stood there and looked at her like, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, she should have been carrying a revolver in her purse and blown that guy away.
And that would have been the end of it.
That is the answer. Just shot him right in the back. This is a short segment right now, but a longer segment's coming up. But, Jim, I want to get started on the mind control, because for people that don't know the history of this, we covered that Congress admits it, that he'd made videos about mind control. A lot of times people who are under mind control think they're involved in mind control, or they're secretly working for the government on a secret mission. That's what he'd been telling friends. Now, again, the reason this is perfect is that just sounds like a schizophrenic. But in so many cases, it's turned out, in the case of Sirhan Sirhan, if you just tuned in, folks, I have all the mainstream news articles linked in the article that Paul Joseph Watson wrote, Arizona Assassin Obsessed with Mind Control. It turns out that the L.A. police said something was going on, that it was the wrong calendar, caliber, that Sirhan Sirhan hadn't fired as much. I mean, go over just the RFK assassination alone.
Okay, well, of course, Thomas Noguchi, a world-class grade A number one medical examiner, testified under oath in court that the shot that killed Robert Kennedy was fired into his right mastoid, which is the bone behind your right ear, at a range of no more than 3 inches. In other words, the gun barrel was within 3 inches of the rear of his right ear. Well, of course, Sirhan Sirhan never got to within about 6 feet of him, and that was in front of him. Also, Sirhan Sirhan had a gun that only contained 6 rounds, and yet they were pulling bullets out of the cabinets and the door frames, ceiling tiles, all of which disappeared mysteriously.
And the acoustics only show less shots than were confirmed. I mean, more shots than what the government had claimed. Yeah. And this was the L.A. medical examiner saying it was a fraud.
Right. Now, to step forward a little bit, there was a psychiatrist, whose name escapes me at the moment, who was treating Sirhan Sirhan in prison and came out publicly and said that he exhibited hypnotic blocks. That he, in other words, he was a programmed assassin.
And he was admittedly programmed that day, and the lady with the polka dot dress and the drugs and the coffee, and his arm was pinned as the shots were being fired, but it didn't matter. They filled RFK full of holes.
That's right. And then, interestingly enough, there was a man who was known as the Walking Bible because he reportedly had memorized every verse of the Bible, and he dealt in horses, and he was outside the Ambassador Hotel waiting to meet with Sirhan Sirhan, who told him he was going to come into some money and want to buy a racehorse from him. And this fellow who was going to sell him the racehorse just happened to be related to the man who shot Governor Wallace. You see how all of this is intertwined?
Then it turns out there was an admitted CIA operative. This has now been mainstream news confirmed, who was coming in with Kennedy that day. I mean, the list just goes on and on, Jim.
Yeah, it does. It really does. And it's you've got guys like Allard Lowenstein was a senator. Dennis Sweeney walks into his office and shoots him and then just sits there smiling, waiting on the police to arrive. And it turns out that Dennis Sweeney had been undergoing psychiatric treatment by Dr. Peter Bourne, who was Jimmy Carter's White House physician, who finally got dumped because he was writing bad drug scripts. And Peter Bourne and his father, Peter Bourne Sr., all operated the mental hospital on the island of Grenada, okay, which reportedly was where they were turning out the CIA brainwashed assassins. And yet when Maurice Bishop took over and became the leader on the island of Grenada, apparently they were fearful that he was kind of a left-leaning government, and so they apparently decided, you know, he might blow the whistle on this hospital run by the Bourne. So what happened? We invaded the island of Grenada, ostensibly to rescue students, but interestingly enough, where all the troops landed was on the opposite side of the island from where the students were, but just happened to be on the side with the mental hospital, and the only real casualties were in the mental hospital on Grenada. Oops, got rid of another CIA brainwashing operation.
And it's the same history with the shooting of Ronald Reagan, the fatal shooting of course, John Lennon. I want to talk about that some with Jim Mars on the other side. His new book is a New York Times bestseller. He's had many. It's The Trillion-Dollar Conspiracy. Powerful information available at Infowars.com. And we'll be right back with Jim Mars on the other side to look at those areas that we were just covering. I've got some tidbits I want to add dealing with Tim McVeigh. Stay with us. All right, we're back live with Jim Mars, journalist, best-selling author. He's going to stay with us a little bit in the next segment because he's got some really bombshell information dealing with what happened a month ago with that Chinese missile. He's even got an admission on CNN and how it ties together with that stalled cruise ship in the same area. That's coming up with Jim in the next segment. Now, Jim, obviously our hearts and prayers go out that everybody who was injured and killed and their families dealing with this guy. But on so many fronts, it just screams mind control. But he may just be a violent schizophrenic dressing up as the Grim Reaper, burning the American flag and praising the Communist Manifesto, which then the Southern Poverty Law Center, big defenders and stuff like that, says that he's a conservative. Last time I checked, it meant he was the opposite. But, I mean, regardless, they're really trying to use this as a political weapon. But I wanted to bring up Jolyon West. He was admittedly in the MKUltra hearings the number two guy under Dr. Ewing Cameron, and you know who they are, but I want you to elaborate. But for those that don't know, Dr. Ewing Cameron was the head of the MKUltra program. He ran operations in Canada and the U.S. They've had History Channel specials with young girls. They'd get out of foster homes and erase their memories and give them new names for government service, and the months of LSD, years of audio piped in with psychological compulsions, sex slaves. This all came out. Jolyon West, a guy that worked with him, admitted mind control doctor. When McVeigh goes to Denver for the trial, then when he goes to Terre Haute, Indiana for the years he's there for execution, that's his doctor on record. I mean, in the newspaper. How dumb do they think we are, Jim Mars?
Well, exactly. And to add some substance to what you just said was I once talked to Dr. Julian Murdoch, who was the doctor who was caring for Jack Ruby in the Dallas County Jail. And he said that towards the end of the summer of 1966 that he had examined Ruby and he was perfectly okay. He said then the next thing that happened was he showed up one day and they said, well, your services are no longer needed. A doctor had come down from Washington and is going to take care of Ruby, and that turned out to be Dr. Jolly West.
Same guy.
Same guy. And
whoa.
then a few months later, and then Ruby smuggles notes out of the Dallas County Jail and says they are injecting cancer into him. Then a month or two later, the news reports he's taken to Parkland Hospital with pneumonia, and then about a few weeks later they said no, it's not pneumonia, it's lung cancer, and then just about a month later he's dead. They said of lung cancer. Now, I had a fellow who attended my courses on the Kennedy assassination there at the University of Texas at Arlington, who worked for Southwest Medical School and operated their electron microscope. And he said that he was commissioned to study Ruby's cancer cells and that they were not of the respiratory system, but of the ingestion, the intestinal system, the digestion system. And when he went to his boss and he said, look, the news is reporting that Ruby died of lung cancer, but these cells show that it was in his digestion system. His boss, who had been real friendly and had been real nice to him, just got real hard-nosed and cold and said, shut up, don't ever say anything about that again.
Well, by the way, as you know, down in New Orleans, I was down there with Ventura investigating this. They were testing injectable cancer, and now we know most cancer is viral in nature, and there's been huge Pentagon programs for more than 50 years, the Rockefellers going back over 80, testing and developing transmittable cancer, and almost every sewer system in the world tests positive for communicable SV40, which has caused many of the rare cancers to become very common, which was added to the Dr. Salk polio vaccine.
Right. And by the way, while Oswald was in New Orleans in the summer of 1963, he went to the office of the New Orleans district attorney and met with an assistant district attorney named Edward Gillen and asked him about LSD. He wanted to know, said he had a supplier and he wanted to take some LSD. He'd been experimenting with it and wanted to take it into Mexico and wanted to know if that was legal. So Lee Harvey Oswald apparently was also on the fringe of this mind control experiment that was going on with the CIA, the military.
Well, it's been declassified that the military gave the LSD in masses in the 50s and 60s to the universities.
Exactly. That's another thing that most people do not understand. We all know, or most of the people, especially older folks that grew up, know about Timothy Leary and the drug revelation of the 60s and the drug revolution on the campuses. But what nobody really knows, and has been not only documented but admitted to by the CIA, that there would have been no drug revolution of the 1960s except for the CIA that got a total monopoly on the quantity of LSD and then farmed it out to these universities for study to find out if they could make it as a truth serum or as a mind-controlled substance. And that's what, so all of a sudden, this total thing that was under total control of CIA is out on all these campuses, and then these professors and then their labs and their lab assistants and their girlfriends, they all start taking LSD, and then they moved on to other stuff. And that's what started the drug revolution of the 1960s, our own government. Your tax dollars in action.
This just out, Pima County Sheriff sets off debate on price of free speech. They're now blaming free speech for this demonic, schizophrenic demon, whoever he was. And it turns out he'd been making all sorts of statements about how he was going to kill everybody for years at college, but nobody stopped him. Isn't it funny how they never stop him? Isn't it funny? I tell you, Or how these government operatives like Hal Turner could call for violence for years and not get in trouble. It says heightened and vitriolic political rhetoric. What, how the government's destroying our country is being blamed by some for the kind of violence that landed Arizona Representative Gabrielle Giffords in intensive care following a mass casualty shooting on Saturday. But others say a blame game is hardly appropriate or useful right now. Yeah, they're blaming libertarians, conservatives, people that want to audit the Fed. This guy had all sorts of ramblings. I mean, he also, of course, was an atheist. Let's ban people being atheist. He also loved communism. I mean, I'm sick of it. He dressed up like a Grim Reaper. Are we going to ban Halloween costumes now?
Yeah, you hit a real sore point with me, Alex, in that, they're always attacking people like you for simply raising questions and raising your voice and questioning what is the government doing, why are they doing this, who's behind all this, which to me falls under free speech. And yet the people who for months or years said, I'm going to kill somebody, let's go kill everybody, they seem to just slide on through. That, that's their free speech.
Yeah, it's not free speech when you say, I'm going to go kill this person. Now it's a terroristic threat. Now it's a call to action. Listen to this, Sheriff. I think the vitriolic rhetoric that we hear today out from people in the radio business and some on TV business, he goes on to say, that has not because the United States of America that most of us grew up in. And I think it's time that we do soul searching, the sheriff said. Well, I'm going to say this. We can directly link real outburst of violence to violence on television, desensitizing people. Also, the Prozac family of serotonin reuptake inhibitors. We'll get Jim's take on that. They get into this missile investigation he's been looking into. This is some incredible info. Stay with us. We are back live. Thank you for joining us. The headline up on the Drudge Report has the scary photo of the scary freak. And then when you link through on the article, it is the Washington Post that's now gotten through the emails and letters and correspondence of his classmates. He was an atheist. He loved abortion. He loved communism. But now conservatives and libertarians and people that want to audit the Federal Reserve, we get to get blamed. In fact, here's a Raw Story article. They are flooding out of NPR, Raw Story, MSNBC so fast, it's making my head spin. Fox News is blaming conspiracy theories, though. The left is blaming Sarah Palin and Fox News. But Fox News isn't pointing out that the guy likes the Communist Manifesto. They're busy blaming conspiracy theorists. See, if you don't hear it from Fox News, it doesn't exist. I mean, I can hold up a government press release saying, okay, one part per million fluoride in your water is hurting you. They've now changed their story because the facts are in and they know it. And so they're just calling us a conspiracy theorist over at Fox. Here's another one. Flashback. Conservatives mocked DHS report warning of anti-government violence. No, we didn't mock it when law enforcement gave it to me. We broke it almost 2 years ago in late January of 2010. We didn't mock it, or almost a year ago. No, over a year ago. I need to be technical there. No, that was in early 2010. I forget now. The point is, it was over a year ago then. Point is, I got the MIAC and Homeland Security reports here and from law enforcement, and it said Ron Paul stickers on your car. I mean, Charlotte Iserby, former head of Department of Education Policy, took this off her car, this Ron Paul license plate, because she was afraid. That's a political chilling effect. That's what the 9,000 telescreens going in malls and Walmarts telling you to spy on other patrons for Homeland Security's about. What's your take on that, Jim Mars?
Well, first off, when I first moved out here to the country about 30 years ago, and I'd go into the little town, we'd make about six stops. We'd go to the grocery store and the clothing store and the feed store and the farm and ranch store and the pharmacy, you know, and now they're all gone. All of those are gone. The mom and pop shops are all gone. We just have to go to Walmart. So I have more than my share of experience at Walmart, and I want to tell you the thought that some of those people that I have seen at Walmart are now being urged to look around and report me if I look funny or say something funny just horrifies me.
Well, you do have a beard. You may be with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, you never know. And isn't that funny, this guy, Jared Lee Laughlin, and isn't that funny that the bad guys always have three names, Mark David Chapman, Lee Harvey Oswald, Jared D. Laughlin, I don't know, you know, and yet. But anyway, he's an atheist. He's pro-abortion. And he's, you know, pro-communist. You know, obviously he must be some kind of conspiracy theorist, right? I mean, where do they get this? How do they make these connections?
Well, a conspiracy theorist is anybody who doubts anything the government says. Like when they say unemployment's 9.6, every economist I have on says over 22%. 60 Minutes did their own study and said 23%. I guess 60 Minutes are conspiracy theorists now.
Well, wait. The greatest conspiracy theory I ever heard, and it's the worst one, is that 19 Muslim hijackers can simultaneously hijack four different airlines at different times, yet turn off their transponders all at the same time, and then unerringly guide them into prominent buildings. After subduing the plane, and all under the control of a Muslim cleric using a laptop computer in a cave in Afghanistan. Now, if that isn't the screwiest conspiracy theory I ever heard of, but hey, that's what we're expected to believe. It's incredible. Let me tell you something. All this fluff that's going on, this is just divide and conquer. This is just keep us stewed around so we don't pay attention to the collapsing economy or the fact that we're not even winning in our occupations of Iraq and Afghanistan, and that our kids are just being totally turned into dumbed-down zombies. You know, it's just pablum for the zombies is all the world this is, and there's nobody that seems to be thinking we're all just being, you know, pushed from pillar to post in reaction. We're just reacting to this, reacting to that. Why don't we all just get together and decide that we're all American and that we'll agree to disagree, but we won't do it disagreeably, and we'll just do what's necessary to go back and return to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights that made this country the great country that it is, and we'll all just get together, you know, like we pull together like we did.
Absolutely. Jim, I want you to get into your research on the missile. Recap what happened for those that forget and the new information that you've put together.
Oh, well, this is really something. See, we're being distracted. And where we're being distracted from, the very real possibility that we're already in a shooting war with China.
And it's funny, since you said that, Chinese generals are saying they're getting ready for war, they're moving away from the dollar, there's all these bizarre warlike statements coming out, they're our biggest debt owner. I mean, absolutely. I mean, let's get into it.
Okay, all right. China now feels like they are in a war with us, and up until recently it's been an economic war. They hold most of our debt, okay? And what are we doing? We're printing more and more money. We're letting the Federal Reserve System, which is private banks, print more worthless money to cover the losses of the mortgage and banking collapse. And as they print more money, that makes our debts worth less and less and less. And China feels like this is an attack. In late August, we did naval exercises in the South China Sea, and we were firing off missiles and cruising things around, and we were kind of like flexing our military muscles, all right, showing China, you know, you better keep accepting our money because we are the world's greatest military empire. Well, on November the 8th, apparently, China slipped a submarine within 30 miles of Los Angeles and fired off one of their new type missiles that set off an EMP pulse. All right, and according to the Russians, and as reported by CNN, they said this was a test to see if their electromagnetic pulse weapon would work and would be effective in that locality, and to see what the response time would be of the U.S. military.
And that was even on CNN. Wow.
Yeah. Now, what happened on November? And this was it. This missile was about 6 p.m. on Monday, November the 8th. What happened on Monday, November the 8th? The giant modern cruise ship Carnival Splendor went dead in the water. All the engines quit, all their power went off, and they couldn't get it back on. Apparently, victims of the EMP pulse. And how long did it take for the carrier Ronald Reagan and the rest of the rescue operations to get out to him? 11 hours. 11 hours. That means a Chinese submarine can slip up to our coast, fire off a missile, put MIRV warheads in it, drop nukes on about 20 different cities, and then they got 11 hours to escape. It's absolutely incredible. And then, and just to show that apparently this is still ongoing, is that as you may or may not know, on January the 2nd, people down at Padre Island said they saw a missile go off down there. And our military down there at the naval base and stuff said, no, we didn't fire anything off. And so what? Did they fire another missile? What happened down there? Everybody check, see if there was any reports of power outages down around Padre
But going
Island.
Back to this cruise ship, I looked at the Times as well. Right at the same time, that's when that cruise ship lost all its power.
Right, and there are, and it's still in dry dock because they still hadn't figured out what caused everything to shut down.
And then they spun it in the media and said, oh, it really wasn't a missile, it was a contrail, despite the fact that former head rocket engineers at NASA, former Joint Chiefs of Staff members, they all came out and said it was a Polaris-type submarine-launched missile.
Exactly. Exactly. And Brigadier General Jim Cash, who is a former NORAD commander, says, in my opinion, there's no doubt that what was captured on video was a missile launch. So, look, this is our media. We're almost in a war, and they're telling us it's a contrail. This would be like...
Oh, but you and the general are conspiracy theorists. Stay there. Let's do a few more minutes. The show's almost over, but I want to have you finish up on that point. Jim Mars, our guest.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ooh, better not say I'm in an info war against the lies. Better not say I'm leading an assault against the lies. I'm supposed to just lay down. Oh, but then the ADL can't say they're tackling hate or that they are, you know, launching attacks on it. Give me a break. The globalists want to shut us up while offshore banks rob us blind. No amount of martyrs for the establishment, no amount of them funding lunatics or protecting them is going to put this back together again. I want a peaceful restoration of our republic. But we've been right about all this stuff. And now it's the London Guardian. It's everybody saying talk radio, Sarah Palin, They're blaming David Icke, of all people. They're blaming people that support gold as the currency, though the guy wasn't even talking about that. And so what if he had? How does that affect me being against the Federal Reserve devaluing our dollar? They're desperate to change the subject. You got a better chance being struck by lightning or dying in a car accident, hundreds of times that, a dying from terrorism. Many times better chance of dying from a honeybee sting, over 100-year die from that, than this type of lunacy. Okay? And it just shows you who the establishment are, that they want your free speech. And the FCC and others have said it. And Obama's trying to pass stuff right now for internet taxes and internet tracking everywhere you go. They're not playing games here, folks. And look at Mexico with total gun bans on the books, and they've had 30-plus thousand dead now in the last 2 years. A lot of them politicians and police. No free speech really to speak of. No Second Amendment. Much more dangerous. You will not take my guns. You will not take my free speech. Do you understand that, control freak criminals that run this government? My founding fathers fought for my rights and my liberties, and I'm fighting for them right now, and you're not taking my free speech. Anybody that does is a tyrant. Now, you may say the people that stood up against Ceausescu or against Hitler were bad. You know, are all governments God? Does anybody have a right to say no? Jim Mars, your final take on all of this.
Well, I would simply say, ask everybody's listening, get out a little piece of paper and pencil and write down how many times the conspiracy theorists have been right. And then write down on another column, how many times has the government been caught in a lie? They've lied to us and been caught in it. And just see who's been telling you the truth, okay? And this whole thing about this missile that fired off the coast of California on November the 8th, I mean, obviously is a missile. You could see the flame. You could see the spin of the cylinder of the missile. And now we've got several knowledgeable military officers, including Brigadier General Jim Cash, who say that was a missile launch. And yet your government, the people you're paying your tax money to, they tell you, oh, well, there's no real threat to America.
And that was done right when Obama was meeting with the Chinese leader. Yeah. I mean, this was a threat because our government had been running drills right off their coast.
Well, and that was their way of flexing their muscles, showing, hey, we got weapons, too. You can't cow us. And by the way, Russia and China have downgraded the dollar from AA to A+.
And they're now only trading with each other in the Chinese currency, and world bondholders are starting to move in to the Chinese currency away from the dollar. And our media just says, hey, all of you people that saw that missile trail, forget it. You didn't see it. It never happened. Go back to sleep.
Go back to sleep. You know, I would put it this way. This would be like when Hitler invaded Poland in September of 1939, starting World War II. Our media might have told us, well, there was a traffic jam on the highways in Western Poland this morning. Come on, people. Wake up and start thinking for yourselves, and let's start shaking these zombies awake around here before it's before the only thing that is left to us is fighting back.
And it, absolutely,
we don't need to do that.
Absolutely, we're trying to fix things peacefully, but every time we turn around or turn a rock over, government or private groups are trying to finance violence so they can shut down political debate. But as Kennedy said, those that make peaceful resistance and political action impossible make violent revolution inevitable. I'm paraphrasing that. In fact, guys, pull up a Kennedy quote about those that make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. I forget the exact quote. I want to get it straight.
That was the gist of it.
Yeah, Jim, I want to thank you for coming on. A best-selling author of many books. Also, his new book available at Infowars.com, The $1 trillion Conspiracy. Well, we'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Okay, thank you, Alex.
Thank you for giving us the time tonight. I love Jim Mars. Folks all over the country and the world listening to two Texans. He's up in DFW. I'm down here in the capital, Austin. Love talking to Jim. Love every once in a while meeting up with him and drinking a beer and smoking a cigar. Maybe that's why I don't ever meet up with Jim, because he drinks beer and smokes cigars, and then he's a bad influence on me. I'm just joking, folks. He is a great guy, an original-type journalist with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram on the crime beat, and best-selling author, researcher. They don't make him like that anymore. Jim Mars. Okay, I've got some serious things to talk about here in the last 5-6 minutes that we've got left. It is brazen, and it is political corruption and political prostitution to take the deaths of these people and to hype it up, and within hours of this shooting say this is because of Sarah Palin putting crosshairs on the states they wanted to take back. That's classic political rhetoric, nothing to do with violence, and everybody knows it. And it's not fair to, just because the guy was a big liberal and pro-abortion and an atheist, to blame abortion lovers or atheists. But the facts are in from all his college friends. He was a dopehead commie, okay? It doesn't matter, though. They'll say he's George Washington by the time they're done. Why? Because the establishment hates anybody that'll actually save this republic, because we got a bunch of crooks stealing this country blind. The private Federal Reserve won't tell the Congress where the trillions have gone. But I want to put him back up on screen. This is the Phoenix Times. Jared, alleged shooter in Gabrielle Giffords attack, described by classmates as left-wing pothead. And I've watched all his videos. I've read what this lunatic had to say. And if he had mind control, he is a chip off the old block. But let's not let people like this guy, let's not let this individual be used to destroy our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, our hard-won free speech. This country's in a lot of trouble. It's getting crazier and crazier, and things are going to get a lot worse. In 1989, Ceausescu had killed hundreds of thousands of his people. He was enslaving them. His secret police raped, robbed, and killed whoever they wanted. And they had a rally at which he was running it, and the police started beating up a few people at it, and the crowd started fighting back, and he told them sit down and put up with it. And in a few hours, they'd taken the government building over, and a few hours later, they'd had a trial for this admitted mass murderer, and he was put to death. Now, was it wrong for them to put this Marxist mass murderer to death? Our government would say yes. Was it wrong for Operation Valkyrie, for Germans in the military to try to kill Adolf Hitler? Our government would say yes. Government is to be worshipped. There is no bad government. Lenin is good. Stalin is good. Hitler is good. Mao Zedong, who killed 65 to 80 plus million. Chinese government says 80 plus million. That supposedly you got to put up with and love. Okay, we'll fast forward to the takeover. So there are the people just storming things and taking over. Now, if we just had a dictator in this country, revolution like this could be the way to go. The problem is Obama's a puppet, Bush is a puppet, all these people are puppets. All these members of Congress, some are good, some are bad, most just aren't informed. This lady was pretty good, pro-Second Amendment, pro-national sovereignty, wanted to control our border. This white supremacist, it looks like, killed her because he was a left-wing Nazi, Marxist. That's why he said he loved Mein Kampf. He loved communism. He loved abortions. He loved death. He loved stuff he thought was powerful and cool. He loved making scary faces and taking photographs. He loved trying to scare girls. He was a punk. We've all seen him. He didn't get his hind end kicked when he was doing this stuff in high school. So this is a culture of death with a bunch of nerds who want to go out and use guns to kill us. We, just like Harrison Kleibold and the guy that shot up the Pentagon. Over and over again, it's the same MO. Whether they're organically growing them like this or not, or whether it's mind control, it's the same thing. He even looks like Harrison Kleibold. Those two looked alike. He looks alike. I mean, you want to profile somebody, it's trench coat wearing pibs. And I'm not saying everybody who likes to wear black's evil, but, you know, they think it's powerful. They think it's tough. They think it's real cool. Okay, I'll tell you what's tough. It's going on a 25-mile hike with a heavy pack. That's what's tough. What's tough is taking care of your family. What's tough is saving people out of a burning building as a firefighter. Tough is not dressed up like Count Dracula running around trying to scare people. Okay? Any Count Draculas come around here, I'm going to defend myself. We need guns to protect ourselves from abortion-loving atheists like this guy. And the fact that the abortion-loving eugenicist liberal media is trying to blame people like me makes me sick. Okay, we got to take our whole government back. This country's in trouble because we, the people, haven't taken it back peacefully.